Your nose! It still looks beat up and scabby to me.
My nose? I wasn't talking about my nose, you little dunce.
Oh!
How could a scabby nose have anything to do with my vision?
I wondered about that.
I scraped off the mud and opened my eyes. I saw two drovers staring at me. It didn't help. I'm still afflicted.
Hey, your eyes are crossed!
Very good, drover. It only took you, what, 45 minutes to pick that up?
More like an hour.
That's just great. I tried to think through my problem, one step at a time. Well, this is a fine mess. What am I going to do now?
Well, if your eyes are crossed, maybe you could uncross them.
What a wonderful idea, drover.
Yeah, it just came to me in a flash.
I bet that was quite a flash.
It was pretty good.
Well, here's another flash. I already thought about that.
You did?
And I tried it.
You did?
And it didn't work.
Oh.
So do you have any other flashes? I mean, with my eyes out of commission, this ranch is in real danger. If the coyotes ever got wind of this, we'd be almost helpless.
Well, my eyes are pretty good. Maybe we could use my eyes and your judgment. How does that sound?
I thought about that for a long time. I didn't want to rush into anything. Making cold, hard decisions is a very important part of being head of ranch security. A guy just doesn't leap into those kinds of decisions. Maybe so. It may be our best shot. But remember, you're still working for me.
Okay.
You furnish the eyes and I'll furnish the brains and... I stopped in the middle of the sentence. My left ear shot up. A pickup had just pulled in at the mailbox and was coming towards headquarters. My reaction was completely automatic. I set up a bark and moved out toward the sound and ran into Loper's roping dummy. Who is it, drover? Where are they? Point me towards them. This could be serious stuff. Bark, for God's sake. Sound the alarm. He let out his usual yip, 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 which wouldn't have scared a fly, but I guess it was his best lick.
Okay, Hanky, follow me. Here we go.
Made me mighty uneasy following drover. But I didn't have much choice.